This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We have the Levaya rehearsing or presents one of the last pillars of the generation giants who laid the foundations and columns for the Torah community of Greater Washington, as we see it today, blossoming extraordinary kinah mitzvahs in the Torah, every other area of Jewish life. There were people, strong, tall, who laid those foundations and made sure that they were straight, that they were true, the Torah, and whatever we have is built on the back of those people. Rabbi Yitzchak Klavan, Aleihem Hashalom, was one of those essential pillars. Chazal say that when Moshe Rabbeinu asked for leadership, for the next generation of leadership, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Ish Asher Ruach Bo, translated as a person, a man of spirit. Rashi adds from Chazal, She yodea lelechet kineged ruach shekol echad mehem. The word kineged at first reading means towards. He knows and understands how to teach each person, how to greet each person, and so on. The word keneged also means, and maybe its primary definition is, in opposition, facing off. Leadership includes teaching, but it also includes an extraordinary amount of being in contact with people who may be diametrically opposed in the direction that you're facing, to the direction that you're facing. A leader can bend. A leader can engage in confrontation. And neither of the two are the right course. There's yodea lelechet kineged kolecha becha. I can greet someone who is in a diametrically opposed direction in order to embrace and slowly turn him to the right direction. It means that I stand strong where I am, and yet reach out to the other and bring it to where's right. The Ish Asher Ruach Bo that was needed for Kol Yisrael was someone that knew how to go kineged kol echad mehem, kineged ruach mehem, how to face off and bring round the other person. In this relatively short kufa, we were fortunate to become well acquainted with Rabbi Yitzchak Klavan, Aleihem Hashalom. Of all the things, we were struck most by her ability to engage with such a wide range of people from so many different places, not only geographical, to be able to grasp the person, understand the person, not lose herself one iota, but embrace and welcome. Where does it come from? The Gemara says that of all of the differences between the first temple and the second temple. There was a marked difference in the fire that burned on the Mizbeah. In the first temple, it was shaped like a lion crouching. It was able to consume logs, even if it was soaked. And it gave off no smoke. In the second temple, it cowered like a dog. It doesn't say the rest, but it does seem that it was lacking in those other properties as well. And I once heard from Chrysler's kind of stuff that these properties go together. When someone stands like a lion, assured of one's own strength and confident with one's own stance, there does not have to be any acrimony. No smoke, no soot. And it's in the end able to consume even that which seems to be immune to the fire. But when you stand cowering like a dog, you're not sure of yourself. Then what you do is you bark, you snarl. You don't have the comfort with yourself and your beliefs to amicably engage the other person. And you are highly ineffective unless the other person is very willing to receive. I think that the Rebbe Shlomo HaSholem had an extraordinary sense of inner strength. What she believed, what she felt, what she knew was firm in her mind. Firm enough that she did not need to back the moments. She did not need to be angry, bitter. She could be calm, assured of herself, open, and engage and embrace. And eventually, people were won over. Maybe going back to the first point, the two explanations of Ish Asher Ruach Hod, a person who has a spirit, inner spirit, also knows how to go kineged kolevach. It's a measure of your own spirit and your own strength of spirit that you're able to face off the other who is in seeming opposition. And that's why one meaning is ensconced in the other meaning. If there's a ruach hoy, if the person is full of spirit, then he can go kineged kolecha ve'echa without emanating smoke, bitterness, acrimony, and in the end, you win over the other person to yourself. The community, as we know it, 60 years ago, was worlds apart. And people had really no idea, no beginning of understanding of what it's about. And it took the type of strong inner conviction and the calm and pleasantness that comes with it to engage people, to slowly help them understand what's right, to bring the next generation to Torah and create the type of Torah community that we're so proud of. Her ability to reach so many different people. We witnessed ourselves. There was a young man from Eretz Yisrael who came to be with us. There were many, many medical reasons he needed to be in the States. And he also needed counseling, guidance, friendship, much more. Our hands fell short of it. And the Rebbetzin took him in, would sit with him for hours, teaching, talking, counseling. I tried to understand, how is she able to reach out to someone from such a far place, and again, I don't mean just geography, and become a mentor, forge a deep and important friendship for that person. That was her strength. The taller you are, the further your reaches. Her strength and her dignity. Oyes v'hada levusha. The Yishchayel that we read about is dressed with strength and dignity. And very possibly, like we've said, one is a product of the other. When you're confident with your inner strength, it radiates as dignity to the world now. Oyes v'hada levusha, the Pasuk says. Yishchayel is dressed with strength and dignity. And she was at ease with the last day. We were struck always by the Rebbe's attitude towards this day. After the Rav was nifta, it obviously was on her mind. And her attitude was, every day of life is a gift and should be lived to the fullest. And when our struggle decides not, it's not. There was no cringing. There was no apprehension. There was the solid understanding that the life is a gift of God and afterlife is a gift of God. It takes an extraordinary amount of real emunah, not just articulated. It takes a deep down feeling what life is. She had an extraordinary simcha sachayim because she understood that every moment of life is to be used to reach out to people, to make people's life happy, to bring a simcha sachayim to other people. She would sit in the house and just scream at people coming as if she was a Rebbe giving brachas. And she was. She gave one of the biggest brachas you can give, that simcha sachayim. Coming to her and seeing her and engaging with her filled you with a very positive attitude towards life. Her p'tira was shocking. But she had a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her every minute of life to be used to its fullest. Almost to the last day, she was full of life, given life, full of energy. Always the mother of Russia. She was filled with inner strength, radiant as dignity. And she greeted the ultimate day with that same strength, that same dignity. May the schus of these founding fathers, our community, our communities, may the schus of their strength give us the strength to know what's right, to stand firm in our convictions, so firm that we need not to be acrimonious, we need not to be bitter, we need not to be anger, we need not to fight. We need to radiate that emes, an emes that's clear to us, radiates outwards. And even the person that we greet, who's coming in similar position, a person as Ruach Boy knows how to go kineged Ruach Echadet. And in the end, the fire that's as firm as a lion, emits no smoke and ashes. And in the end, may the schus of your tremendous work, your husband's tremendous work, the other great rabbanim, whose lives were dedicated to laying those foundations, may the schus hope that that bring a continual along those tremendous foundations. And together, the Yom Achren, or the Achren Sanyomim, when we greet the Shevs coming together, we'll have a robust Torah community built on those Yisodos that you have laid so. Yizir HaBoh.